Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 24th of August, 2011. So I hope you are all well and fine and dandy. I have decided that I am really being a little bit tried by life at the moment. I choose my words carefully. When I say tried, I mean that life is just really trying me out at the moment, just to see what I'm made of, how much stuffing I've got. So you'll remember from a few podcasts back, there were the disasters with the rabbits, swiftly followed by a slightly strange next door neighbour who wouldn't leave me alone. And then I went on holiday. In fact, rewind, before I went on the holiday, I went for a night out with my friends. And when I got back to my car, my tyres had been slashed. There goes the holiday spending money. So, dead rabbits, two tyres slashed, go on holiday, chill out. Now, just before I went on holiday, my neighbour started behaving a little bit strangely and kept ringing my doorbell, kept coming round all the time. And so I reported it just before I went away, because he's an elderly gentleman. He has someone that goes around and takes care of him, and just drops around his shopping. So I reported it to them and said, you know, nice chap, quite like to say hello in the mornings, but he's coming round a lot and saying some strange things like, I'm going to miss you when you're on holiday. And who was that who came round yesterday? Was it a man? Was it a lady? How do you know them? And just asking a few too many questions. So, went on holiday, chilled out, relaxed, all good. Came back from holiday and the slightly crazy neighbour came round 6 times in the space of 2 hours after I'd returned. I was looking through my windows and looking through my car and generally being a little bit of a pain. So the police ended up coming out to see me. And although there's kind of no criminal offence as such, I just obviously wanted to make them aware in case anything bad did happen. Then my microwave blew up. The neighbour stuff got so bad that I had to start looking into moving house. And the situation right now with my neighbour is that he's no longer allowed to speak to me, so now he just watches. And he waits for me to come home, and he waits in the garden. And it's all a little bit creepy. So I think that life is just really, really testing me out at the moment. And just seeing what I'm made of. And in the interest of balance, I am sure that as a result of these challenging times, I've got some really good stuff coming up soon. Like, life is going to be amazing in a few months' time, just as soon as I move house. Anyway, so that's that's the world of Gemma as it stands at the moment. So to amuse myself today, some of you who are Facebook friends, and if you're not, do catch up. It's HypnoGem, as in hypnosis, HypnoGem on Facebook. If you want to find me on there, you'll see a picture of me holding my book. So to cheer myself up today, we sent out a very funny post on Facebook, and I'm going to share it with you because I know that you guys have got a good sense of humour and that you will appreciate this. And you know what it is when life is poking fun at you, you might as well poke some fun at yourself too. So this is what this post said. Calling all coaches and therapists and mentors, get your free A to Z guide. Calling all coaches, therapists and mentors, are you confused about the language of coaching? Do you lack the required vocabulary to be taken seriously as a coach? Look no further. Here is your free A to Z guide of the correct terminology that you must use to be taken seriously in the world of coaching. Quite simply, if you do not use this language, you are not a real coach. Here is the A to Z guide for you to enjoy. A. Abundance. B. Being in your truth. C. Creativity. D. Dreams. E. Empowered. F. Flow. G. Growth. H. Heart-centered. I. Inspired. J. Joyous. K. Kindred connection. L. Law of attraction. M. Mission. N. Nature. Being at one with. O. Order, as in the higher one. P. Peace. Q. Quiet inner mind. R. Resonate. S. Spiritual. T. The ultimate higher power. U. Universe. V. Virgo, because I am one. W. Wealth. X. Externally influenced. Y. Yogic state. Z. Zen. This is the language of power. Use it wisely, my friends. Here are some of the comments that we got so far. I don't need to type LOL because I don't tend to laugh out loud, at least not while sitting at a computer. But on this occasion, LOL. By the way, V should be for vibration. You've got to have a positive one or a higher one or something. I blame Brian Wilson. Anyway, if you haven't seen that, go check it out and add your comments below because it's lots of fun. Anyways, today's show is all about getting help. And actually, it kind of ties in quite nicely with my sharings about my next door neighbour, which have all been incredibly stressful. So when I come to share this article with you in just a few moments, you will understand completely how it is that I came to be writing it. Once again, in writing the article for the People Building newsletter, I've drawn upon my own resources and my own experiences in life. And actually, it's the best way to write articles. If any of you guys out there are therapists and you're doing some marketing or, any kind of exhibiting your abilities to the world by writing articles, I highly recommend that rather than picking a topic and writing about it, you just write about what's going on in your life and what you know to be true for you at that moment in time. Because when you do, you'll find that even though you might need to fill 500 words or more, if you write based upon the experiences that you're having at that particular time, your writing will just F for flow. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Alrighty, so here is our article for today. Remember, if you want to get these articles sent directly to your email inbox in the written format, all you need to do is subscribe to the newsletter. Visit peoplebuilding.co.uk and in the top right-hand corner, you will see the subscribe to our newsletter box up there. You'll also get details then about all of our courses and resources, and any special promotions that we might be doing either for our own products or for somebody else's that are truly super duper. In addition, you can see the written version of the article I'm sharing with you today by visiting the resources section of the website and clicking on articles. So, this particular article is called Getting Help. I don't like asking for help. I've realised that recently after having problems with my next door neighbour. My challenge around asking for help, I have psychoanalyzed, has something to do with me being A, independent from a young age, B, a bit shy sometimes, yes, me, C, a dislike of admitting I can't do something, D, feeling as if I'm a failure for having been unable to do it myself, E, being a bit of a stubborn git, F, I've been let down by others when I've asked for help before. As I write this, I actually feel like a bit of a Wally for having listed those things. But I want to be honest, I don't like asking for help. Of course, all these attributes are in many ways serving and brilliant. Having had my own front door key from the age of 7 and 3 or 4 hours at home alone after school whilst my mum was still at work made me pretty self-sufficient. If I wanted food, I had to make it. If I wanted something from a high shelf or cupboard, I had to climb up there to get it. If I didn't know how to answer a question in my homework, I would make one up. The positive implications of this later on meant that I do not need to call anyone to help me put together IKEA furniture, and I'm not worried by having to figure things out on my own. As a result of growing up as an only child and being an independent one, there was a tendency to not need friends so much. I was okay by myself. Now, being in a job where I have to be quite extroverted, advising people and being on stage and teaching or speaking, I quite enjoy being able to hide away in my shell afterwards to recharge my batteries. After a while, it's easy to get used to doing stuff alone and doing it well. In some ways, when you have to start delegating it to others, it can be difficult to let go and see them doing things in a totally different way to how you would do it. Most things I've attempted to do, I have done. And the ones I haven't done, I've conveniently forgotten about. So when I meet a challenge that I can't do, some people will act surprised and tease me for it. I'd rather keep attempting to figure it out myself than ask for help. It's extremely gratifying to be able to say, yes, I did do all of that, and yes, I did it completely by myself. This has in the past given me a somewhat smug feeling that I have rather enjoyed. Obviously, avoiding failure speaks for itself. It means I've been far more focused on achieving, which has been a good thing. So, with all of that learning, being a bit of a stubborn git is no great surprise. The sad bit is, I don't remember any epic incidents where others have let me down, so I'm not too sure where that came from. Perhaps it has more to do with a low expectation of others. However, that feeling of being let down by others has certainly encouraged me to be more resourceful, to learn how to do as much as I can without leaning on others. Now, here's the downside to this character trait. When you try to do everything independently, it is exhausting, stressful, tense, and sometimes lonely. Sometimes you fail to learn easier ways of doing things that others have learned and can teach you. If you let others help you and you find the right people, you can have a team that gets things done far quicker than you could by doing it yourself. By letting others help, you can relax as you know it's safe to sleep with both eyes shut. You don't always have to be on guard. Several things can get done at once when there's someone to help, and having someone to help might actually be good fun. Plus, what's the point in being the only one who is good at what you do? You might get hit by a bus tomorrow, and then all of your secret skills will be gone with you. When you get help from others, you may well be helping them too by having them there. They can learn from you, and your legacy can continue long into the future, even when you are not here to do it yourself. The next time someone tells you you need to get some help, don't take it as an insult. Embrace the insight you have given you and get your team together.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Free NLP and hypnotherapy training. In order to apply for this, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk. Right then, my friends, it is now that point in the show when you need to switch off if you're currently driving or operating any machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everybody else now, it is time for you to begin to get yourselves and your entire body to become comfortably relaxed. And then just as soon as you are ready, you can take in some nice, deep, long breaths. And as you take in these nice, deep, long breaths, instead of just breathing out through your nose or exhaling through your mouth, blow that air out. So breathing in now and then blowing the air out and all of the toxins with it. So three deep breaths, just like that. And really exhaling with that blow out breath. One more time. That's good. And now just allowing your energy to relax into the sound, pace, and tone of the music in the background. And you'll find that my voice can drift into the background along with the music as your mind drifts and fades. Relaxing now. Totally. Completely, deeply, comfortably relaxed from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And as your body is relaxing, so does your mind. And as your mind is relaxing, the weight is lifting. Lifting from your shoulders becoming lighter and lighter as your burdens release float away disappear going higher and higher, up and away. And as this is happening, You are becoming much more aware of your abilities. To allow others to release this stress and discomfort for you. Allowing your problems to be shared, halved, and resolved by finding comfort and ease in seeking help, guidance, and support whenever you need it. In whatever method you choose, simply by asking, you are relieving the tension and becoming more in tune to the solutions you desire to find. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in the unconscious part of your mind and are taking a greater and more lasting impact every day and in every way. Even now, as I count back from 5 up to 1, and then when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with eyes open now, bright and breezy and wide, wide awake. So thank you everyone for tuning in to the People Building Podcast. The next show will be on Wednesday, the 7th of September. And that's it then. When we're into the Burr months, Christmas is just a wink away. So you'd best start doing your Christmas shopping now, in all honesty, because it's going to be a crazy one at Christmas this year. I can absolutely guarantee it. Everyone's going to be looking for a bargain. Meanwhile, I hope you have an awesome couple of weeks, and I look forward to speaking to you all again in 2 weeks' time, hopefully with good news about neighbours and other issues. Speak to you soon, and bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.